Yeah, very true. These don't happen that often in Northeast Arkansas, so I think it's a good experience. And we've got a little something for everyone. We're playing a very a varied program that dates back to music from the 1700s to music that was written specifically for Lauren Clark and myself. So, I think there's some really compelling melodies and really beautiful music that you might not typically think of with trumpet and piano combination.
Well, Dr. Clark, let me ask you about how do you collaborate with someone like Dr. Wilson? I know that you perform in a lot of different varieties of concerts, being a pianist. What's unique about collaborating with a trumpet player to prepare for something like this concert?
Well, I'm just lucky to get to play with Chris because he's an excellent musician. So that's thing number one. And he always comes very prepared and gives me the music well in advance. And so it's just, a joy to work with him because, I always know it's, top professionalism and all that kind of thing. But, as far as playing with trumpets, it's, one good thing is that you're never going to cover it up. So you can play as loud as you want when it's supposed to be loud. It's not that different from anything else. I enjoy playing this repertoire very much. I like the program that we're going to play very much. So I've just enjoyed practicing it and working on it.
Well, Dr. Wilson, people, when they think of the trumpet, they may usually think of it as part of a much larger ensemble, a marching band, a jazz band, a horn section in a rock band. You think people might come away with a different understanding or appreciation of the trumpet after hearing the type of music that you'll be performing on this concert?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. The trumpet, there's stereotypes in the trumpet. You think, big, bombastic, loud, doubling the timpani, type stuff. And really the trumpet, since probably about the 1950s has become a very soloistic instrument. In fact, composers have caught on to that. And, the trumpet has a lot of different colors besides this high, loud, fast sort of, abrasive sound that you might associate with trumpet. A lot of colors can play beautifully in softer registers and can play extended, melodic lines and composers, like I just mentioned, have caught on to that and it's become, sort of a, almost like a solo violin in ways. Absolutely.
And this is going to be music that you're going to feature that's been written over many different centuries on the program for the concert, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Music that's, the first piece that we're going to start the program out with was music from the 1700s. And of course, the newer pieces have been written very recently. In fact, one of the pieces that we'll be performing to close the first half is from an Arizona composer who wrote specifically for Lauren and I to perform, and we also recorded that as well.
Now, Dr. Clark, this is part of a continuing collaboration that the two of you have had. Dr. Wilson mentioned that you've had a work written for you, but you've also recorded some music together as well. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. Well, we have a CD. And there are a number of, and Dr. Wilson, you can chime in on this too. There are a number of pieces, some that were commissioned, some that are just, I think the premise of that was that things that had not been recorded much before. Is that right?
That's correct. It's basically new works written for trumpet. So everything that we recorded on the album had not been recorded with the exception of one piece. And that was, somebody beat us by 1 month on that. So, but these are all brand new works and I've gotten good feedback, good reviews on the album as well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Wilson, let me talk to you a little bit about your personal musical background. Was the trumpet your first instrument?
It was, yeah. I've started playing in sixth grade, and basically because a friend of mine was playing and he asked me to play, and so he quit 1 year later, and of course I'm still going at it. So
now you come to Arkansas State University after having worked extensively with the U.S. Air Force Band. Tell our listeners a little bit about the experiences you've had working with the Air Force Band.
Sure. When I graduated with my master's degree, I started taking auditions and needed a job, was recently newly married and was coming real close on some orchestra stuff. And Washington, D.C., you have the four premier military bands that are, very competitive. And I was very, very fortunate to to win a position when I was 25 years old. And basically, I served in the Air Force during the Bush years, Bush administration, from 01 to 09. So I felt like I got to witness history and, you know, played at the White House, played at the Pentagon. We went on tours, toured the United States, even toured Japan. Probably one of the neat things is Ronald Reagan's funeral. If you saw that coverage on TV, we were right there at the Andrews Air Force Base when Nancy Reagan had come off of Air Force One, and just lots of neat things like that. Arlington Cemetery protocol functions. And so anyway, it was kind of a different way than you would typically see someone serve their country, but it was, with great colleagues and just sort of a neat 8 years.
Now, one thing we want to let our listeners know about this particular concert, when they think of the ASU Music Department, you know, the Fowler Center may be the first thing that comes to mind, but this is going to be in another performance space here on campus that I understand has recently undergone some pretty extensive renovations. Talk about the location for your recital.
Absolutely. We're performing at the Fine Arts Center Recital Hall, which, as you mentioned, was recently renovated over the summer, and we're very proud. It's a more intimate environment than the Fowler Center. And it's also where we work. It's where we rehearse during the days. And it's just they've done a really, really good job updating. And so we're really excited.